Syllables have something rather magical about them. They're obviously features of the sound that comes out of our mouths, and yet, in some very obvious way, they do and don't exist at the same time. When you listen to speech sounds, you don't expect to actually hear the meanings of what people are saying. But when you listen to speech sounds, you are expecting to hear the sounds themselves. Well, syllables are both heard and not heard. In some central way, syllables have properties in all languages that say there's a nucleus, a vowel normally, and consonants at the edges. And we do hear the difference between vowels and consonants. In every language, that distinction is obvious. But where are the syllable boundaries? Like so much else in perception, the syllable boundaries aren't actually there in the sound. We don't put in little clicks. We don't say L, fa, bet, with little boundary markers to show where the syllable boundaries are. And yet we perceive them. People unerringly perceive the syllable boundaries of their own language. In a way, it's like so much else of human perception. If you look at a building, how do you know which bit is the corner, the edge, if you like, where one wall starts and the next one finishes? On the back of your eyeball, there is a two-dimensional image, kind of distorted because the back of your eyeball is concave, and yet, unerringly, we know where one wall starts and the other finishes. Although you can be deluded sometimes. A very clever painter can put a pretend edge there, but it doesn't take us very long before we know where the edge is real and where the edge is not real. So why do you know where they are when you can't hear them? Why are they different in different languages? Must be because we have rules that enable us to determine where those boundaries come. And you'll recall that we have syllable structure rules in every language, and those determine the extent to which some things are possible and the other things are not possible. So syllable boundaries are imposed on the physical signal, on what we actually hear, by rules which we have in our head. They determine where the syllable boundaries are, and those rules differ from language to language. It may be the case that vowels are always the center of syllables in all languages, but where the edges are is something that is language specific.